55. Mock orange, Philadelphus, of the Hydrangeaceae family. Maria Żółkowska presents this shrub in the following way. Bloomed and lighted in a grove, a wild mock orange, calyx as a butterfly counts, these white fragrance flowers for spring memories. The author, in her book entitled Stories About Trees, which is worth recommending, rightly claimed that with the Polish name of the mock orange, the story is similar to the one about the name of the acacia and sambucus. It bears someone else's surname. The Latin name of the typical and hot-loving mock orange is Jasminum, and it belongs to the Oleaceae family. In warmer parts of the country, also in our arboretum, we can encounter Jasminum nudiflorum, blooming in yellow color in early spring. The mock orange, with white, sometimes double flowers, was called jasminiec, or cybusznik in Polish, in the past. Let us, however, stand by the name used by botanists, namely the mock orange. This mock orange is a memory of our childhood. This is a fragrance which cannot be forgotten. In the gardens of our parents and grandparents, it grew typically next to lilacs, or viburnum, with snowy balls covered with numerous aphids, Aphidodea. This was usually the sweet mock orange or English dogwood, Philadelphus coronarius, or any other of its cultivars. These plants grow up to 3 meters in height, they bloom from late May to early July, and their creamy white flowers give a strong and beautiful fragrance. This species is the most common mock orange in our country. Currently, it has many varieties. In ancient times, it was cultivated with great diligence, and its flowers were used for making fragrances. And so it has remained to this day. The genus mock orange, Philadelphus, includes about 60 species growing in the temperate zone of the northern hemisphere. They are shrubs, usually as tall as over 1.5 meters, with white core in young shoots, and darker in the older ones. The leaves are mostly seasonal, with decussate pattern, ovate or elliptical, have short petioles, are usually toothed or serrated at the edge. The flowers are tetramerous, often fragrant. The crown petals are white or creamy white, and the sepals fused at the bottom, as in Deutzia. They are characterized by high resistance to low temperatures, drought, and urban conditions. They are also resistant to industrial pollution. They have small requirements regarding soil. They grow best in the quite fertile, permeable, and limestone soil, either in full sun or semi-shaded positions. These are basic plants in the selection of beautifully flowering shrubs, and they are irreplaceable in fragrant gardens. Unfortunately, they are often affected by aphids. They tolerate pruning very well. Over 35 different species and varieties of mock orange grow in the shadowy corners of the arboretum. They differ not only in growth and habit, but also in the color of leaves and the degree of filling of their fragrant flowers. We are also proud of our Polish varieties that have been received before the Second World War in the arboretum in Kurnik by Antoni Wróblewski, and later described by Professor Bugała. In 1982, the plant nurseries in Kurnik marketed the following valuable Polish varieties of the mock orange: Alabaster, Apollo, Biały Sopel, Justynka, Kalinka, Kasza, Rusałka, Świtezianka. Let us respect what is ours, because the Western European plant nursery industry, fighting for its market, will do a lot for us to forget these varieties. These are, after all, the rights of trade.